Hi lovies, this is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC and Mystical Charms here on Universal Spirit Podcast. I'm starting this series called The Thinky Thoughts. It's just going to be bonus episodes that are just going to pop up randomly about some thoughts that I have when I'm talking about being grateful and having gratitude, like today's episode where I was thinking that, you know, all the times that, you know, I was overlooked, rejected, right, excluded, forgotten, right, or even left behind in situations, all the plans that I had counted on that fell through and things not working out the way that I wanted them to. Just wanted to know if there was anyone else that had, or we all have, similar experiences. But what I'm coming to think is that I'm not here to talk about, you know, the bad part of it. I'm actually talking about how all of those things contributed to the wonderful life that I have now, right? How different my life could have been if I did get my way in those situations, would my life be as good as it is now? Now, oftentimes, you know, my life compared to my family or even people who are close to me, my life would be considered boring, right? Like, I have 3 kids, I run a business, I'm a single mom, you know, I'm one of the bosses at my job, and, you know, I live a fairly low-key life. I live in a really nice town. Nothing really ever really happens here. And I often think about when I was younger, where I thought I knew everything. I thought that, you know, that was the best my life could get. And falling, you know, into the trap of complacency, falling into the trap of, you know, I'm doing my best and this is all there's ever gonna be. And even having some ambitions that were mostly ego driven, right? They're not coming from a, you know, an authentic place, doing things because people expected me to do them, you know, really just trying to live everybody else's dream except for my own. And even when I was in that place, I thought that that was the best that there, you know, could be. But of course, I felt like something was missing. So for those of you who can relate, please share your experiences. But then it's almost as if, you know, I guess the mind gets greedy, or, you know, it's just never satisfied, and you try to do everything and expect everything to go your way. And I think about it a lot, about how the times where I thought that if I just got this promotion or this, you know, thing would work out, that it would definitely change my life, or that's meant for me and that's what, you know, that's meant for me to do, and those things fall through. Those things are not, you know, you're not picked for those things, you're overlooked for those things, you know, you're just completely forgotten about. I say this, all this to say, you know, even including relationships in my life that have not worked out, because I feel like, you know, if I had just stayed with this person, you know, I expected my life to be pretty much where I am now without them, right? So while I was sitting here, you know, having the thinky thoughts, I'm very grateful and I'm feeling a lot of gratitude that a lot of the things that fell apart in my life, that I'm glad they did, right? I'm glad that I wasn't chosen for some of those jobs, that I wasn't chosen for, you know, certain programs and situations, or, you know, all the times I tried to apply for Section 8 in my life, probably would have never ended up where I'm at today. The people that obviously just don't fit my life or are not in it. And I was having this conversation with my mom recently, and, you know, compared to people that I know, my life is pretty boring, but for those who are very close to me and they know that I had a very rocky past, really rocky childhood, you know, teenhood and even early adulthood, that I am glad my life is boring. It's like, it's boring, right? Finally, I can lay down and know that all my bills are paid, and lay down knowing that there's no one chasing me or, I don't have to worry about what someone else thinks of me, or I'm no longer heartbroken, you know, over a person that obviously could not be an adult and get their shit together, and it's not my responsibility. No longer feeling that weight of, you know, another person. No longer worrying about, you know, where I'm going to live because, you know, that situation is in someone else's hands, and in a person's hands, that a person that I don't even trust, you know, and et cetera, and et cetera, and et cetera. But just wanted to say, do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about, you know, being glad that, you know, a lot of the things that you wanted didn't work out, and that your life has been changed for the better because of that, because of you're not involved in that? Tell me what you think, and I'll see you in the next episode.